Monday, the 2nd of November, Tesfav Ram Cheshvan, Rabbi Osher Zelig Rubinstein. Hashem Hivdichani La Oshreini. Hashem promised me to make me rich.
It's a great pleasure and it's a great simcha to see Yidden who start the day the Torah way. And when you start the day the Torah way, the whole day remains the Torah way. And it's hashkocha that at the last minute I was able to speak this morning. We have a mitzvah of emunah. It's the most important mitzvah in the whole Torah. Mitzvah of emunah came on Har Sinai when the Kodesh Baruch Hu appeared to us at Amichi Hashem Elokecha. And the mitzvah of emunah is a very not so understood mitzvah, because to whom is the mitzvah of emunah speaking to? You must believe in the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Who are you speaking to? A person who doesn't believe? Go to a non-believer and say, you know, you can't stay an unbeliever anymore, because God said you have to believe in Him. So the non-believer is going to scoff at you and say, well, if I don't believe, so then you can't talk about any God. Elamai, the mitzvah of emunah is speaking to somebody who believes in the Kodesh Baruch Hu. So then, what does he need the mitzvah of emunah for? I already believe in the Kodesh Baruch Hu. And answer something that the Bali Musar talk about a lot, that I had the schus to be 5 years in Panavishi Yeshiva by Reb Chatzko Levinstein, Zichrono Livracha. And the Yisrael HaDover is as follows. Rabbi Yisrael is mitzvah of emunah speaking to us who already believe in the Kodesh Baruch Hu. But believing in the Kodesh Baruch Hu has many different madrigas. How much do you believe in the Kodesh Baruch Hu? How strong is your emunah in the Kodesh Baruch Hu? There's intellectual knowledge, yes, there is a God. And then there's a emunah that can envelop every fiber of your body. That everything you do is totally within the realm of emunah. We find different madrigas of emunah. We find it by Noach, which is a very shver thing, but I'll read you what Rashi says. The Noach for 120 years was telling everybody, hey sinners, you must repent, because the Lord is going to bring a great flood and kill all you sinners. And they scoffed at him. 120 years, he's telling them to make a teva. And when finally the Hashem says, tomorrow, okay, go into the teva. Time has come. And Noach doesn't go into the teva. Doesn't go in. It says, V'yavai Noach, name meha mabul, the mabul, the water pushed him in. Because Noach, maimin, veinu maimin, v'yavai mabul. Defies even understanding. Spent 120 years, but there's different madrigas of emunah. At the end of the parsha, in Parshas Noach, we find a story about somebody called Haran. And Haran died. And how did Haran die? And Rashi tells us a numerous story. You all know the story that Terach, he had the store. This Terach superstore, idol superstore. That was it. This was the big, yeah, you want an idol of any type, big, fat, skinny, small, you got the Terach superstore. And one day, Terach left little Avremel. There was a little boy called Avremel. And Terach left the superstore in his hand, and you all know what happened, that he took an axe. And then Terach came home, and he wasn't very happy. Avremel was probably the first Ben Sorer Umoyre. But he was the Ben Seir Rechemoyer in a very good way. So anyway, Terach brought his little Ben Seir Rechemoyer, a little upstart of his son, to Nimrod. And I'm not going to go into the whole vikuach that he had with Nimrod. And Nimrod said, well, I serve fire. My God is fire. Let's see if your God is stronger than my God. And they threw little Avremel into the fire. And Avremel's waving to everybody, the fire's great! Come on in, everybody! Come on in! He's walking around the fire. And in the meantime, there was Avremel had a brother called Haran. And Haran had his fakis, you know. I don't know whose God it's, the right God, Nimrod's God. So Haran said to himself, if Avram comes out alive from the fire, then if Nimrod asks me who I believe in, I'll say I believe in Avram's God. And sure enough, everybody saw Avremel walking around the fire, waving to everybody. It says in Chazal that the people, the policemen who took Avram to the fire was, the conflagration was so great that even those that came close to bring Avram there, they got burnt up. And Avram walks into the fire, walks around. So Haran comes and says proudly, when Nimrod says, okay Haran, what do you believe in? And Haran said, I believe in the God of Avram. They went into the fire. and he did not get burned. Rashi says Nisraf, but Rashi was being Makach, and Chazal say very clearly he did not get burned. His hair didn't burn, his clothing didn't burn, his body didn't burn. Nechmeru b'nei Meyov, his intestines were charred. And he walked out. Apenei v'yobas apenei terach ovi. He's able to walk out. And that was also a nes. And now this is a pella. Haran is a bigger pella than Avram. Avram was saved totally. Haran was saved from the actual fire. He wasn't burnt. But Nechmu m'nei Meyav Hashem, if you're saving Haran, and Haran l'chor deserved to be saved because Haran was Mekadesh Shem Shamayim. I believe in Avram's God. So I heard from my Rebbe, from Yafet Zohar Lebroch, and then I heard afterwards, Reb Chatzma, everybody said the same shot. Emunah starts off in your mind. Yodato Hayyim, intellectual. Is there a God? I know there's a God. I believe there's a God. Vashivoy Shalavavecha, and you must put it into your heart. Reb Shaul Salanter said, the greatest distance between two things on earth is between your mind and your heart. There's an enormous distance. That Vashivoyisa Levavecha is a very, very big thing. That's what the Kodesh Baruch Hu wants. So the mitzvah of Emunah is speaking to those that have already the Yediyah. And the mitzvah of Emunah says, take it from your mind, put it into your heart. Internalize it. Now Haran, who saw the great nes that Avraham Avinu was saved from the fire, his Emunah was very strong, but it hadn't yet been internalized. It hadn't gone all the way in. It hadn't got into the kishkis. So they were not invulnerable to the fire. It was enough, all the chitzenius of Haran was invulnerable, because it was emunah. But inside it wasn't, and therefore he was charred inside, and he died. So there you see the different madriga of emunah. Now, Avraham Avinu was given the credit of Hemin Ba'Hashem. He had emunah in the Kodesh Baruch Hu, Vashvelo Tzedaka, emunah. Avraham Avinu came to emunah at the age of 3, Chazal say. Ekev Ashashama Avraham B'Koyli, Ekev is 172 years. He lived 175. So from the age of 3, Ekev, 172, he believed in the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Rambam says at the age of 40. The answer is very simple. There are different madrigas. Avraham Avinu worked on emunah. He worked on emunah, and he reached different madrigas. And at the age of 75, he was given a tzivui of Lech Lecha. Lech Lecha, 75 years old, he's been working whole life on Emunah. Now, if somebody looks at the tzivui of Lech Lecha, the big nisayin of Lech Lecha, if you don't go into it, it would seem to be a great nisayin. Leave everything behind. Leave your father. Me'atzecha, umolatcha, beisovicha. You'll leave everything. Your family, country that you lived in, the language, the lifestyle, leave everything. It's a very big nisayin. But it's almost no nisayin at all when Rashi puts in two words, l'chol ha'noscha l'toivoscha. And I want to dwell on this because emunah in this Rashi helps us in our whole life. Rashi gives us two sides of the coin of Avraham Avinu's life. If you stay here in Haran, you'll live in nobody, you'll die in nobody. You'll have no children. You'll have no wealth. You'll have no fame. You'll have done nothing. You won't be any Makar of any Yidin to the Kodesh Baruch Hu. You'll have a wasted life. Nobody will ever heard of you. And no future. That's what Khan over here. That's one side of the coin. The other side of the coin, if you follow my direction, then you'll have everything. Everything a man wants. You'll have children. And those children will become a whole nation. And 3,700 years later, they'll be sitting in London and Leaside Crescent and listening to Divrei Torah, Avraham. And you'll be wealthy. You'll be the wealthiest man in the world. You'll be famous, Av Havon Goyim. Is that in the Nisayon? Here, nothing. And if you follow my direction, everything. What kind of Nisayon is that? It's not a Nisayon at all. A person... He's a janitor in a small little business, a big business. He's a janitor, and the boss, obviously this janitor is brilliant. Every now and then, and Brad comes up with ideas, and he says, "You know what? Over here, there's no jobs open. Everything is taken. But you're a brilliant person. You know, I want to open a branch somewhere up north. I want to open a branch, Chesvos, in Scotland, or over the bridge, Edinburgh. Over there, you'll be the CEO. Over here, you're getting £100 a week. They're going to get £10,000 a week. Over there, you're going to be the whole boss. You're going to run the whole show. And £10,000 a week is the beginning. And there's a house there. Beautiful Scottish palace for the boss. And there's beautiful cars waiting for everything. And you sit here, you're a janitor. What kind of Nisoyan is it? Comes up and tells his wife, I know you're close to mummy, but if we stay over here, I'm a janitor, and I bring him £100 a week, and if we go to Edinburgh, we're going tomorrow, we're going. But I know you're close to mummy, we're going. What's a Nisoyan? You know what a Nisoyan is? To believe in that. That is La'anosho L'Toyvoscha. We have to hammer home and start believing that everything the Kodesh Baruch Hu wants for us is La'anosho L'Toyvoscha. The Kodesh Baruch Hu made the whole world. It's only a few weeks since Bereishis. He made the world for us. Why? Because He wants to give. He give. Kodesh Baruch Hu wants to give and give and give and give and give. What does He want to give? He wants to give Ashrecha B'Olam Hazeh and Tevlach L'Olam Haba. I probably mentioned this in the past, but this is my favorite topic, because it's the most important thing that everybody has to be so aware of. All the Kodesh Baruch Hu wants to do is give and give and give and give and give. And the Kodesh Baruch Hu has one request from all of us. One request. Follow Torah mitzvahs? No. His one request is, my dear son, please enable me to give you the maximum what I want to give you. I want to give you so much. I want to give you so much. And the Kodesh Baruch Hu has a scenario of every person that He sends out to this world. I call it the best case scenario. The best case scenario. You follow the derech of the Kodesh Baruch Hu, you're going to get the best case. L'hanoscho L'toyvoscho. It's all for you. It's all good. Now, I'll tell you a story about there was once a big billionaire. I don't know if there's such a billionaire in England. Let's say a billionaire, 30 billion pounds he owes. He owns it. That's his own personal wealth, and he wants to give it to his son. But he doesn't just want to hand it over to his son. He doesn't want to inherit. So he wants to see how good his son is, if he follows, if he's a diligent person. So he has a summer estate. He says, my dear son, how did I spend the week in my summer estate over there? But I have some chores for you to do while you're there. I got some chores for you. Sure, Dad. Okay. And he gives a whole list of chores. Now, what the father did was he spread out the 30 billion pounds all over. And if the son does all the chores, at the end of the week, he has 30 billion pounds. But he doesn't tell the son about that. He just says, you know, it's worth your while to do those chores. Son comes. The chores is a lazy, good-for-nothing son, like you may have heard of such things. And he doesn't feel like doing any chores. I'm going to go do chores. My father just made it. Got all this service. I don't feel like doing any chores. But a little bit he does. He does a little bit. He does a little bit here and there. He has a good time. He sits in the hammock and he goes swimming and the tennis. And he does a little bit. And he finds 50 million pounds. Spread out the little chores that he did. Hey, great. Then to the week, the father calls up the son. How did you like the week? Dad, it was great. I had a good time. And thanks for the 50 million pounds. 50 million pounds, you rotten boy! There was 30 billion all around there. If you were to follow instructions. Would you say, Dad, 30 billion? Yes, my good son. 30 billion. Dad, can I go back? No, my son, it's all over. I say, what kind of son I have? You don't deserve it. You're not going to get it. Now, who feels worse? The son wants to go hang himself. He got 50 million, but he blew 30 billion. The father feels probably even worse because his son didn't deserve the 30 billion pounds. Oh my God. Kodesh Baruch Hu has in mind to give all of us La'anoscho L'toyvoscho. He had the best case scenario. Every one of us was born with a Kodesh Baruch Hu's Ratzon to give us and bless us with some parallel to 30 billion worth of Ashrecha B'Olam Hazeh. Now, Avraham Avinu believed, and he gave everything up, and he came to Eretz Canaan. Now, Avraham Avinu, he made a wrong turn, according to the Ramban. We're going to go through the Ramban now. That when he came to Canaan, it's only over there, nowhere else. Well, not so, he's referring to Sain, of course. Since the Ramban, Avraham Avinu made a big mistake. He went down to Mitzrayim. He wasn't supposed to go to Mitzrayim. Kodesh Baruch Hu didn't guide him to Mitzrayim, he guided him to Canaan. Now, what would have happened if Avraham Avinu says, Hashem brought me to Canaan, and He promised me Ve'ye Brocha. He promised me everything. There's nothing to eat over here, but I believe the Kodesh Baruch Hu will feed me. He would have stayed in Canaan. he would have gotten the Ashirus that he got in this week's parasha, Hashem Beirach es Avraham Bakoel. The Rav would have been over. He would have gotten the Ashirus, and Sarah would never have been taken to Paro. Now, the Dudle Magid asks a big kasha. A person, Avraham, the Kodesh that he was, his wife is taken away to Paro. That's the Yeimcha, I'll be with you. Says the Dudle Magid, Avraham took the wrong turn. That wasn't the Derech HaShareka. He went on his own Derech. When you go off the Derech the Kodesh Baruch Hu leads you on, anything can happen. Don't blame the Kodesh Baruch Hu because you went on the wrong Derech. We have a life that the Kodesh Baruch Hu sends us here. And he had the best case scenario that he wants to give us. Like the Moshel, 30 billion pounds, ready and waiting for us. We can get that. Let the Kodesh Baruch Hu guide you. Now, something called the GPS. The GPS is guidance from above. It's acquiring satellites. The satellite's going to guide you. It's the most amazing thing. The Chafetz Chaim, with every bit of technology, explained what it does and how it's teaching us something. With a GPS, you don't have to be such a great going in about Musa. Guidance from heaven. You say where you want to go, and the satellite guides you to the right direction. Kodesh Baruch Hu says, you run your own life. I'll guide you. You want to make sure that you're going to get the best case scenario, plug it into the GPS. I want to follow Hashem's guidance. I'm not going to take any left turn, wrong turn. But you know what happens? Sometimes, for some reason, especially in this crazy country with all those roundabouts and everything, and the GPS rides me absolutely crazy, and I make a wrong turn. Recalculating. Avraham Avinu made a wrong turn down to Mitzrayim. That's what Ramban says clearly. So he got into a lot of trouble as Paro took his wife. But you know what happens? There's a best case scenario. Sometimes you can take a wrong turn and lose the original best case scenario. But then the GPS recalculates. From here on, this is the best case scenario. Now, it's never too late to get the best case scenario from now on. It could be I took wrong turns till now, but there's recalculating. And I can still get back on the best case scenario if I follow that satellite, that divine direction from above. Now, Avraham Avinu, according to the Ramban, made a mistake, and it was with Parnassa. Because he thought that Parnassa was still al pi derech hateva, and since there's no food in Canaan, he thought that it's understood he has to go down to Mitzrayim. Avraham Avinu, who was a person that steiged in Emuna, he steiged and he steiged and he steiged and he steiged, and obviously, according to the Magid, he came to the realization that he took a wrong turn. And that's it. And listen to this, Rabbi Yisai. And then Avraham comes and he wins the wars from the kings, or the four kings and the five kings. And Malki Tzedek Melech Sholem Hoitzi Lechem V'Yoyin V'Uchoyin L'Kelel Yoyin Tein Li HaNefesh V'Rechush Kach Loch. And Avraham Avinu, by every right, he earned all that spoil from the war. This was the most greatest booty from the war, the greatest Ashirus in the world. And so the Malki Tzedek tells him, the Rechush is yours. So that you shouldn't be able to say that you made me rich. Says Rashi, Shalei Tema, Shakodesh Baruch Hu, Hiftichani, La'ashreini. The Kodesh Baruch Hu promised to make me rich. Shneimar Vavorechecha. Now everybody knows that joke that the Goyim have about the person who was, when I said, you know, he was drowning and God saved me and this came and that came and he didn't do it and, you know, well, that was Hashem saving you. Maybe this is it, Avraham. Because Rebbe promised to give you wealth. Here it is. Here's the wealth, Avraham. Here's the wealth. the greatest wealth that a man can have. Since at this point, Avram's emunah in the Kodesh Baruch Hu, and Avram's knowledge, and Avram's ratzon lekadesh shem shamayim, there's a problem with this wealth. The problem with this wealth is, shelo teimar ani hashalti es Avram. Because I want the whole entire world to know that my wealth is straight from the hands of the Kodesh Baruch Hu into my mouth. That's what I want. I'm going to give up all of this wealth. Was it kosher? It was kosher. Was it earned? It was earned. But there was a chesaron in Kiddush Shem Shamayim, and I want the wealth that's going to come, is going to come hand straight from the Kodesh Baruch Hu. The whole world will know that the Kodesh Baruch Hu keeps his word, and he made me rich. Did it happen? Of course it happened. Hashem Berach Es Avram Bakor. Now, if you have access to look at the Ramban, the most amazing Ramban, what Bakor means. Kodesh Baruch Hu pens Avram with everything. He was the richest man on earth. It wasn't just with that wealth. He had power over Shemayim Ba'aretz. Kodesh Baruch Hu said, Avram, you're trusting in me. You gave up all of that wealth because you want the whole world to see that Hashem Yivorech Berach Es Avram Bakor. He gave him back more and more, as much as it's almost impossible. How can he get more than all of that? And Avram Avinu said, Rebbeinu Shel Olam, I trust you. Kodesh Baruch Hu Hivtichani Lo Ashreini. Rabbi Yisai, you know what Emunah is? And this is Emunah right here. Emunah is not just the knowledge that you have that there's a God in the world and he runs the world. Emunah is not just, you know, in your heart there's a God, yes, 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 Shvisi Hashem, all that is good. Emunah means giving up. Because I believe that the Kodesh Baruch Hu Dezonim Refanis Lakoil. I know I spoke about this in the past, but this is the aleph base of being a Yid. And here we are. In last week's parasha, Kodesh Baruch Hu Yishtichan Dashreini, and then Hashem Berach Es Avram Bakor. The Kodesh Baruch Hu tests us. Avram Avinu had nisyonis. The nisyon is parnosa. Parnosa is, the Chavos Avoda says, why do we have to go through all the trouble to have parnosa? It's a nisyon. It's a nisyon of emuna in the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Every single opportunity that comes up, it may be not so kosher, in which case, it may be b'di'evid kosher, it may be kosher, but well, b'chol zot. And if a person tells the Kodesh Baruch Hu, Ribbono Shel Olam, you are the Zonu Mefarnes, I want the parnasa from your hands, be so beautiful and so clean and so nice and such a Kiddush Hashem. And I want Hashem to show that I trust in you. I'm going to forego this. Because it's smack this doesn't good. There's no Kiddush Hashem out of it. But you're going to lose out. You can't lose out. You can't lose out if a cause my God runs this world. And cause my God is broken, the son of the family is not Kyle. He was Maftiach. On Rosh Hashanah, was he Maftiach to make me rich? I don't know. But one thing, he was Maftiach. On Rosh Hashanah, which wasn't so long ago, he was Maftiach that what you earned on Rosh Hashanah, he's going to make sure you get. That is Maftiach. Rebbe Shlom, on Rosh Hashanah you wrote that I'm going to get this and this, this, this much. You know what, Rebbe Shlom? I'm going to decide right now that you're going to give it to me the most beautiful way possible. The most glatto way. The most kishmak way. A way of kula kiddush Hashem. A way that everybody's going to see that I believe in you and you're the Zonim Afanis. And if a person says that, and that's the truth, when he wrote that on Rosh Hashanah, he was maftiach to give you. Now he's also maftiach to make you rich. Aser b'shvil shetisasher. You give miser. Some say a chaimish is the haftocha of Ashirus, and Maishah is only a haftocha to make sure you don't lose. Well, we're living in a world of losing. Cholila, now, there's some tzaddikim lost, and cholila, we're not talking about anybody. Kodesh Baruch has his cheshbonos. Now, I'll explain a little bit of Kodesh Baruch Hu's cheshbonos of what Ashirus is. What's Ashirus? Ashirus is not good money. How many people would pay big money to have a child? People have billions, and I would give it up for one child. So Kodesh Baruch Hu said, I know you would, so I'm giving you the child instead of the billions. And nachas from children. How about health? Somebody said, "Oh, I need a lot of best doctors. I need this and this and this. I wish I had a lot of money." So the Kodesh Baruch Hu, you know what? I'll transfer your money to hell. Like, I'll give you that. Health is not Ashirus. Shalom bayis, a good wife, not Ashirus. That's big Ashirus. Kodesh Baruch Hu, if tichanei la'asheni rabbeisai, people aren't even aware how rich they are. Ashirus doesn't mean, but what can you do with money? Is a echitimtza. Money is a means towards an end. That's all. Money is something you can do things with. Said the Kodesh Baruch Hu, I'll do it. I'll use your money for this and for this and for this. I'll give you life. I'll give you health. There's a story of somebody who lost all of his money. He was rich to Ashirus. He was used to Ashirus. He lost all of his money. And he came to our Rebbe, a big Rebbe. I don't understand the Rebbe, but anyway, the Rebbe was in Baal Moifis. And he says, Rebbe, I need my money back. I know the Rebbe could do it. And the Rebbe says, are you sure? Yeah, I need my money back. And he got his money back and he died the next day. There was Oyveyus me, I killed him. But then the Rebbe realized that the Kodesh Baruch Hu took his money and put it into life. Because the person was supposed to die. Al-Ani Choshev Kemeis. So the Kodesh Baruch Hu took the money and gave him life instead of the money. This man, guy got his money back, this can't live. We don't know the Ashirus of the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Kodesh Baruch Hu gives us such Ashirus. He gives us such a wonderful life. Now here we are. We may have taken some wrong turns here and there. And we may have lost out on the original best case scenario of Lan Losko and the Toivosko. But the Kodesh Baruch Hu, his GPS is always ready to recalculate. From here on in, a person says, I don't want to lose out anymore. There's still a best case scenario from here on in, the best way to get. And the Kodesh Baruch Hu wants Lan Losko and the Toivosko. One thing the Kodesh Baruch Hu promised. Kodesh Baruch Hu is Mavtiach to give you a life of La Nosko L'Toivosko. That's all he wants to do, is shower you with a wonderful life in this world. But do you trust him? Do you believe that's what he wants to do? Well, we'll see it in the Nisayon. Here comes something up. Here's a business deal that... Look aside for a while. Okay, you know, this is too good to give up. Said to Kodesh Baruch Hu, hey, you know, you don't want me in the picture? You can take care of yourself? You think you can take care of yourself? What's this money going to do for you? It's a wrong turn, my friend. A wrong turn leads to a lot of tzaras, a lot of unhappiness, a lot of heartache. You trust me. V'hemin b'Hashem. Klal Yisrael are called ma'aminim b'nei ma'aminim. Ma'aminim b'nei Avraham Avinu. You know why Lech Lecha is a Nisayin? If it's La Nascha, La Toivascha? Because it's a Nisayin to believe that the Derech of the Kodesh Baruch Hu is for my benefit, and the Derech of the Kodesh Baruch Hu is the best case scenario, because all around me I have other things that L'chaira, I think I can do this better, I think that better. No, the Derech of the Kodesh Baruch Hu is La Nascha, La Toivascha. It's all the Kodesh Baruch Hu wants to do. But Asha Arekah, I will guide you. Every yid has a spiritual GPS. That if you look up to the Kodesh Baruch and you say, Yibane Shalayla, I'm going to go on your derech. I want you to guide me. I'm not going to take any wrong turns. I trust in you. I want to get that best case scenario. I want everything that you want to give me. You want to give me better than even what I want. I will follow your spiritual GPS. I'll give up any business deals that aren't for your return. I'll do everything. I'll give everything. And the Kodesh Baruch Hu will give us and Klal Yisrael the most wonderful life, v'anoseinu l'toyvaseinu, and let's try to live this life ourselves and teach Gantz Klal Yisrael until the Kodesh Baruch was able to give Gantz Klal Yisrael the best case scenario.